we've been doing this whole story, and his mind has been fixated on the image of the girl's bloody leg.
That blood all over it. Blood. Blood, I tell you.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Call them right now.
I'm all bloody.
What?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
What did you say?
By a wheels-off comment.
You said that you were all bloody.
Or technical meltdown.
And as Blitzer stepped up, Greenfield placed his...
What's wrong with you?
What's going on?
I don't know. Are we still on?
Greenfield placed...
What is going on?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
This is so funny. I don't know why this tickles me so much. Greenfield placed his hand in the small of Blitzer's back to help him up.
Why is that so funny?
I don't know, but still is.
Still makes me laugh.
Classic BMW brings us the emergency break of the week here on a Friday morning. We'll give you three candidates. You get to vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one, Mike Reiner. Yes, he has been on quite the hot streak lately. And he fell into the trap of not listening to the show very closely because as Corby gives details of this crazy story of guys chasing after a baboon, he tends to repeat exactly what Corby said and then gets busted for it.
And then when they got out, like, there are photos, videos, everything of these guys running down the road. Now, one of them jumped out, got out of there, and then kind of looked around and ran, they said, for about 30 feet, and then was like, yeah, I don't know. And he kind of walked back and got back in. And they were able, I don't know how they did this, but when you look at the video, there are two guys running, sprinting down the side of this road. It may be a farm to market road. I'm not sure where this thing is.
After a baboon.
After a baboon. And how did they get it to stop? It's like they're calling his name. Like, Steve!
And they Steve the baboon?
They caught him within 30 minutes.
All four of them, right?
Well, the other one got back in. He climbed back in. Thing, because the guy passed away, not by bear mauling, but by just death. Just, what are you reading
over
there?
He's got AIDS.
I'm reading that three of the baboons were recaptured within 20 to 30 minutes of escaping. The fourth baboon returned to the enclosure on his own.
Wow. He covered all of those details in full just minutes ago.
Remember when I said that one jumped out and then he decided that it wasn't cool and he went right back? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Just seeing it different, put differently is rather jarring. That's
Look,
all.
I know this territory more than anybody. There's no talking your way out of it. You weren't paying attention.
This is my territory.
And thought you were bringing something kick-ass to the segment, and it didn't work. Own it, tail between legs, walk away.
He covered all of that.
Yeah, all of it. Even I'm like, dude, you're just repeating what he said.
Yeah, Danny's been victimized by
Feels
that.
Feels good, doesn't it, buddy?
Danny said that happened to him several times over the last year or so, so he took great glee in taking it to Ryan's.
And the thing is, Danny, that's happened to him before.
That's what... I see what you're doing there, and I enjoyed it.
What? Why is everyone looking at me?
He said an inception-like moment there. That was okay. Yeah, so poor Ryan's up for yet another emergency break of the week. This was an odd moment for the great Gordo during our show. This happened on Monday as we got the week started. We have these microphone holders? Extension
microphone
arms?
Stands. Yeah, stands? They're these arms that come out of the table. Looks like a robot arm, and at the end of it is a microphone. And you can adjust them. They have several joints in them, which you can adjust the way they hang. But they're spring-loaded.
Boom.
And the one that you've been on all these years since we've been in the studio is very touchy. And for some reason, will
if you don't cinch it down, if you don't cinch it down, it'll kick you like a mule.
And this is what it sounded like when Gordo got kicked, and Junior thought it was really funny.
Ah. His bird survived.
A happy ending.
More on bird.
And it happened on Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Weird stuff happens on Friday the 13th, including...
Art Bell died on Friday the 13th.
Art Bell's death. And don't you think... Oh, jeez.
What the heck? That was a great visual.
Gordon just got punched in the nose by his microphone.
Fortunately, it's radio and people didn't get a chance to see it. Junior witnessed it.
So well designed, the studio.
It's not the microphone's fault. These things are tension loaded.
Yeah.
And you have to tighten them down. And this thing apparently wasn't tightened down enough. So all of a sudden, the microphone just extends straight out and hits me in the mouth.
And it's happened to you before.
It punched you square on, and your headphones flew off.
Right. And I had the long hair, the shemp hair, which makes it funnier, too. Jeez Louise, that thing hit me right in the mouth.
What a great way to start the week.
You could chip a tooth on that thing.
Oh, yeah. Can.
Workers' comp.
Ooh, yes. I'd love you're to get compliments from my coworkers. Uh-huh.
All right, there's the great Gordo and a microphone up as candidate number two. And we wondered if we should even play this. It's against our better judgment. Mm-hmm. But candidate number three comes to us from bad radio. You know, that Dan McDowell likes to throw out a lot of unfortunate jokes from time to time. That's one of the traditions of the compound. We wake up Dan and he throws out an offensive joke. He told his wife a long time ago never to listen to the ticket, and this is why.
No, they auctioned. They won an auction to be in studio, and boy, Norm has been on fire.
How much does that cost?
Since about 9 o'clock.
It was about 3 digits.
Okay. 3 digits.
3 digits.
Yes.
That includes the decimal point.
Did you guys get sufficient eye contact from Norm all morning?
Oof.
He stares right into your soul as he talks draft? Okay.
Like, I think they were very comfortable in the first mix sitting over here, but then Norm called him around the table so he could just hold court. Like,
not you two.
Day.
You two sit right here.
You know, my wife's nickname in college was 3 digits.
Casting live from the TXU Energy Mothership.
God.
Wow.
That's rough.
Jeez.
Right there.
Wow.
Yeah. None of the rest of us would dare try a joke like that. Well, maybe someone else sitting at this table would. But
I'd try the act, but not the joke.
All right, so those are your three candidates. Mike, Gordo, or Dan? And let's all be careful how we vote on this at 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, I'd like to vote, please.
Okay.
First, a shout-out to the Jub Jam.
Okay, yes, thank you.
And then thank you, George, for letting me out.
Who is this?
This is Michelle Lee.
Oh, boy. No.
I wondered why I was losing energy. Okay.
You're gentle with her.
George let me out last night for the Jub Jam. I'm so cold.
Oh, just vote, would you?
Vote for Mike Reiner, the Gold Grey Wolf.
Okay.
Gold
Thank
Grey
you.
Wolf. Okay.
Triple fake, Michelle Wee. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
You know what? You guys are just...
That's it. He hung up.
Oh. Hello. You're on the ticket.
Glad to see Gordon get hit, but my vote's for Reiner.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hey, Musers. What's going on, broskies?
Hey.
Oh, who's this?
I'd like to vote for Corby and George. I can't wait to see you tonight.
Okay. Corby's not even up. What are you doing? Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys, I'm calling in for the Bono sound-alike contest for the tickets.
Well,
yeah, you sound just like him.
We don't have one, and you're not going to win if we did.
Should I try or no?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's hear it.
That's okay. Love you.
What? Jeez.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
All your sports teams may suck if the morning show does a segment on Peninsula Talk. And I'll vote for Dan.
Yeah, it's
maybe that is a sign that it's been a bad year. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, the T1CR would like to vote responsibly for Mike Reiner and Chris Sheets Frankenstein.
Okay. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hi, Musers. I'd like to vote responsibly for Danny.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Danny
He's not really up.
Yeah, does
he
mean
Dan?
I don't know.
That's an undervote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello? Sports
Shocker.
Caller.
Hmm?
Shocker.
That's a Dan vote.
Yeah.
Why? I don't get it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, George. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
E-Brake Man.
E-Brake Man who?
E-Brake Man who's going to save America and use his powers to vote for Mike. Woo!
So cheap. A worthless superhero.
I don't know. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Howdy.
I'd like to responsibly vote for Dan McDowell.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
See,
you.
Right
that's
there. That's how
to
you
vote.
Yeah, that's how you vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
George.
Yes.
They took your nickname. Three digits. Booty Spots Milka.
God, what a weird
what voice
call.
Is that?
Uh-oh. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for my favorite free bleeder of the Musers, Gordon Keith.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Two in the pink, one in the
okay. Thank you,
well,
sir.
At least we have a winner.
Sir.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Dan McDowell.
No, they auctioned. They won an auction to be in studio, and boy, Norm has been on fire.
How much does that cost?
Since about 9 o'clock.
It was about 3 digits.
Okay.
3 digits.
3 digits.
Yeah. That
three.
Includes the decimal point.
Did you guys get sufficient eye contact from Norm all morning?
Oof.
He stares right into your soul as he talks draft? Okay.
Like, I think they were very comfortable in the first mix, sitting over here, but then Norm called him around the table so he could just hold court. Like,
no, not you two.
Day.
You two sit right here. Yeah.
You know,
hello,
my,
ladies.
My wife's nickname in college was 3 digits.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AM.
I don't know what to say after that. Outside of how many wins is that for Dan?
24th win, 70 behind Norman the OG Hitzkus.
Okay.